Well, hello everyone and welcome to Gigi and the 561. Thank you for coming back and joining me today. And I am very pleased and honored. Today I have a guest with me and you will know all about her momentarily. But first I want to tell you where I am because it's an incredible facility that you need to know about. You need to know a lot about it. It's the Hanley Foundation. It's an important year. They're celebrating 40 years of saving lives. Yeah, important stuff. Drug and alcohol rehab in Florida. Spearheaded by the life-saving nonprofit Hanley Foundation, Hanley Center's tropical campus in Palm Beach County, Florida, offers a peaceful setting where men, women, and older adults, and even families, can join in the process, can recover from drug and alcohol addiction. Welcome, Rachel.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome. I'm honored. Dr. Dosical, and please correct me on that pronunciation if I need to be corrected.
Okay. That's right.
But she quickly told me to call her Rachel, so we're going to do that. You're a busy woman. You are a very busy woman and you're doing very good work. And I want everybody to know about this because you have some big campaigns going. Our website just today posted about one of your events going on. And actually, Gary's here with us. So Gary, I'm going to put you on the spot. Tell us what you posted today for the Hanley Center.
Well, Hanley is involved in the William Dwyer Awards. Mm-hmm. And those were awards for excellence in education, and they were awarded, at least announced today.
Hanley Foundation has had the honor of being the presenting sponsor of the Dwyer Awards for 9 straight years now. Next year will be our 10th year. And for those who don't know, we are the largest provider of evidence-based youth prevention, and I'm saying that very intentionally, okay. Evidence-based youth prevention here in the state of Florida. We are in 32 counties, and to be able to be the presenting sponsor of an event that recognizes the excellence and empathy and creativity and all of those attributes that make successful and amazing teachers is just something that we really relish.
Yeah, that is really amazing. Everyone, I want to tell you a little bit about Rachel. You were here before. You were here from 2010 to 14.
Right. And I was the CEO of the foundation.
And then you came back in March.
I did.
As the CEO.
Again. I did.
And you have some impressive credentials, I'll tell you. I won't tell everybody everything because it's really, really long. What they said about you, the Chip James, and correct me on anything that I need to be corrected on here, said, Rachel brings a rare combination of business sense, creativity, and the vision of seeing beyond the present to the possible. Understanding the passion and empathy needed for community-based work, she will determine where Hanley Foundation needs to be and how to get there to help us achieve our goals. And you guys have a lot of goals. You have an MBA. You're a doctor. You have your PhD, ED. Right.
Yep. Organizational leadership.
Okay.
As my daughters say, Mom, you're just a book doctor.
It's impressive. You have held senior leadership roles at Nova Southwestern University, the University of Pittsburgh, and the South Florida Science Museum. And I like this very, very much. In 2012, Rachel was named one of South Florida Business Journal's 25 most influential women.
Oh.
How was that?
There were 24 amazing women with me. And I will say that South Florida Business Journal every year has an incredible luncheon and really recognizes women's leadership and the contributions that women make. It is a tremendous event, and it was an honor for me to participate, but also to be among such esteemed women.
Yeah. Still, that's a small group. It's a small group, so congratulations on that all those
Thank
years
you.
Ago.
Thank you.
You recently had a gala.
We did.
Because it's for something important.
Mm-hmm. every year we have the Palm Beach Dinner, and our Palm Beach Dinner raises dollars for treatment scholarships. There are so many people who need help, and you know, they need help in many, many ways. Some people need help because they can't pay the deductible on treatment. Some people need help because they don't know what is a good treatment center and what's not. Some people need help with family treatment, and some people just need soup to nuts help with their treatment episode. They need somebody to come and hold their hand, show them how to get there, and make sure that it's paid for. We do all of those different things, and the individuals who come and support that event make it possible.
What are the plans for the future from that gala? You have specific things that you're wanting to expand. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yep. So you must be talking about our campaign for recovery.
Yeah.
We have just launched, and we announced it at first the Palm Beach Chamber breakfast, and then at our gala. Our campaign for recovery is a $35 million campaign that is going to enable Hanley to build programs that just are not available anywhere else in either the state of Florida or, in some cases, nationally.
Oh.
Let me give you a quick example.
Okay.
We are in the process of building out a program that we have named Casa Flores. It is a program for pregnant women and their children. So women will come to us addicted to drugs or alcohol. We will help them have a safe delivery. We will put them through clinical treatment to get them into recovery. The program will also have job training, supportive housing, and we want to build out an early learning center so that these children who likely will be born with some sort of developmental disability will have the care and the love surrounding them all the time that they need to ultimately help this cycle of addiction to be broken once and for all in that family.
There are so many branches to what you do. I mean, you from outpatient to inpatient, different ages, families. You do include the families because the families are part of it.
It is, yeah.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the different, because it's pretty massive, the territory, the footprint.
Mm-hmm. Hanley Foundation has what we call a full continuum of care. That is such a term that is hard to understand. So let me break it down. First, we start working with kids. We work with elementary age kids, we work with middle schoolers, we work with high schoolers, and we are right there in the classrooms with their teachers, helping kids to learn how to make good decisions.
Could you talk about that in depth a little bit? I have a personal reason for that. We have an 11-year-old granddaughter, and she's going into middle school next year.
Sure.
So what does that mean? What kind of program, when you go in, what are you doing exactly with the kids?
Sure. So let me back up to when I was a kid. The type of prevention work that went on in my school was just say no. Mm-hmm. And what we know is that just say no and other similar campaigns doesn't work. So with a child the age of your granddaughter, what we're doing is we're in there and we're working on positive character attributes. With kids that age, we never talk about drugs or alcohol at all. We talk about things like being brave and having courage and how to use your voice in a way that is firm but kind. How to say no, how to make good choices. And those positive character attributes stay with the kids. This helps them when they get into difficult situations. Well, then, when kids get into those middle school years, what we know is that they start to question the world around them. They are curious. They want to know, you know, the answer to everything. And so when we work with kids of that age, what we do is we use their innate curiosity, their innate want to explore and discover the world, and we start with a program called Alcohol Literacy Challenge. And we ask questions like, if you drink alcohol, what do you think is going to happen? And the kids ultimately say things such as, well, I'm going to be really funny. People are going to like me more. I'm going to be a good dancer. I'm going to look better. My hair will look better. I mean, some of the responses from kids are, they are hilarious. And then we actually teach them what really happens. Well, alcohol isn't a stimulant, it's a depressive. It might make you cry. Maybe your words slur. And we walk them through this program where they are truly discovering the knowledge, and then they are coming to the conclusion that, wait a minute, alcohol is stupid, they'll say. No one wants to drink alcohol. Another thing that we do is our environmental strategies. So, for example, we have a poster contest that we do every single year. We do it in all grades, and we ask kids, I'm going to take a quick drink of water. Excuse me. We ask kids to draw a poster about how they would express to other kids that they should stay off of drugs or alcohol or make good choices, good decisions. And then we actually pick winners, and the winners get printed and put on school buses all through their counties. These are amazing, amazing works of art. Then when we go into the high school years, then we might start getting into programs like our Atlas and Athena program, which is meant for female and male athletes. And we talk about the devastating effects, for example, of steroids or of restricting food and some of those different issues that happen with older ages. By that time, what we're doing is really talking about the subject matter, and it's much more education than it is, for example, with elementary kids, where we're never talking about drugs and alcohol at all. You know, one of the things that we found is that the programs that we teach actually do things beyond keeping kids off of drugs and alcohol. Things like decreasing rates of violence in schools, in homes. We help facilitate communication and dialogue between young people and teachers or caregivers. You know, we talk to parents also and guardians about those relationships with kids and things like, you know, just eating dinner together once per week and just starting those communication channels can really down the line help your child to stay away from risky decision making.
That is fascinating, and I think I love the poster idea because our granddaughter, I was probably looking at Gary because our granddaughter is such the artist and she would love to do that. I may try that on her, just on my own. What else though do you want the public that's listening in to know? What's like the most important things when they hear the name Hanley? Mm. What do you want that vision to be for someone?
You know, for us, what we want is a world where when somebody has an issue, they don't feel ashamed. We want somebody to feel okay picking up the phone and calling Hanley and saying, I have a question. I think that my loved one, or I think I have an issue with drugs or alcohol. We talk a lot about if a parent, for example, had a child who was diagnosed with cancer, what would the parent do? First thing they would do is get online and research the best of the best of the best doctors. Many times, if a family thinks that one of their children has an issue with drugs or alcohol, they are quiet. They don't want to talk to anybody about it. They feel ashamed. They somehow think that they, as a parent, have failed in some way or another. They don't know the questions to ask, and they don't know how to talk to their loved one about that situation. So we do things like, for example, we are out in the community presenting on suicide. So, you know, we teach community members how to talk to their friends and their loved ones if they think that that person is at risk of hurting themselves. We talk to community members about what to look for in their friends, in their loved ones, in their kids, if they think maybe they're using drugs or alcohol. And then we tell them how to get quality treatment. The other thing I think I'd want everybody to know is here at Hanley, we actually treat people with mental illness as well. So we have an amazing residential program for individuals who are experiencing some sort of mental illness. And the program is transformative. I mean, the work that our clinicians do is incredible. And, you know, I just can't say enough about, you know, the outcomes that we're seeing.
You must have a large staff or volunteers or community partners, teachers, because sure. You are doing a lot. How do you cover all of that with staffing?
Well, we do have a lot of staff. There are licensure requirements about how many staff to how many patients. I will tell you that we have many, 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 many more staff than those licensure requirements. We feel it's needed to do the type of quality, thorough work that we do here. Our staff are incredible. We recruit locally. We recruit nationally. Our campus obviously is a 24/7 environment, and it is a HIPAA campus, so we don't use volunteers.
Okay.
For that reason, we want to make sure that treatment is confidential.
Sure.
That people feel comfortable coming to Hanley, and they know that whatever it is that they're dealing with will be kept private.
How do you caution people, or do you, about different kind of facilities? I mean, because there are many, we kind of touched on that, many rehab facilities. Mm. Hanley stands apart as the gold standard, it looks like, from everything that I'm reading, all the research that I did on here. How do you continue to drive that level within what you do, because you have a lot of responsibilities for many different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
How do you personally keep your hand on it all, to keep it right there at that tip-top level where it is?
Oh, so let me say that where you started is one of the dilemmas here in the behavioral health field. We discovered over the last 90 days, not one, but two disreputable centers that had literally cut and pasted our entire website, put their name on it. And I mean, so I have no idea what type of treatment these places were providing. What I can tell you is that they were portraying themselves like Hanley. And, you know, that is one of the challenges of using the internet and relying on the internet to get yourself to a place that is of high quality.
Yeah.
Here at Hanley, what we do is we talk to families about a couple of different things. First of all, any treatment center that tells you that your loved one can go there for less than, you know, it really should be more than 45 days, but at a very, very, very minimum, 30 days, you know, it's just not true. People cannot, their brains don't even begin to heal until after that 30-day mark.
That's interesting.
So that's the first thing.
Yeah.
The second thing is families are a critical part of treatment. Here at Hanley, we have a comprehensive multi-day family program that is part of treatment. Families fly in from wherever their home is. It could be locally, it could be internationally, and they attend family program with their loved one. If that's not happening at the treatment center, you know, outcomes are not nearly as good. The third thing is our chief medical officer is a 5-times board certified psychiatrist.
Oh.
And although we have very, very rich medical, having that psychiatrist as part of our staff is critical, because almost everybody who comes in for substance use disorder treatment has some sort of co-occurring disorder, mental disorder, even if it's just depression.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that we have somebody on staff who can recognize and treat and make part of the person's treatment plan, you know, healing whatever that co-occurring disorder is. So I think that those are the three main things that we talk about. I could talk all day about the certifications of our clinicians. I could talk all day about the different treatment modalities that we do here. But maybe the way to sum that up is to talk about treatment being individualized. Every single person who comes in here has their own treatment plan. Lengths vary. Treatment varies. You know, it really depends on the need of that individual.
Is there anything else? Because I sort of want to talk about you personally just a little bit, if that's okay.
This is probably my most hated thing, but yes, I will do that.
No, I know you're it's out there, so I can say it. I'm not divulging secrets here. You're married. You have 2 daughters.
I do.
And
I do.
So there's that. Do you have any pets?
We do. We have 2 dogs.
What are they?
We have a yellow lab named Sheldon.
Oh, they're so sweet.
Yeah, and we have a little dachshund named Rudy.
Oh, they're so cute.
They're so cute.
We lost ours a few years ago, and we missed her.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
You are also a writer. Is that right? I read that in some of the material I have on you. Tell me about that.
Okay. So I am almost done with a novel that I am working on.
Tell us a little about that. It is
the story of a young girl who is going through trauma that is really perpetuated by a set of factors, divorce, moving to a new school, looking different than other kids, a set of factors that really is not that uncommon. And what happens to this young girl and how she deals with it, and it just delves into adverse childhood experiences, but ultimately it is a happy ending, a victorious story.
I like happy endings, but we all have to go through stuff anyway in our life. So I like that. When are you looking to get that book out there?
Well, I will say that the acquisition, the reacquisition of Hanley Center has put a little bit of a time constraint on my writing.
So, yeah. That's exciting, though.
Thank you.
Very exciting.
Thank you.
Are you also involved with at Mounts on your board?
We
love Mounts. We're members. We need to renew that.
Mounts Botanical Garden is Palm Beach County's best kept secret. I wish it was not.
I agree it is. You're right.
They have just the most amazing board chair right now. Rebecca Doan is the board chair, and she is doing tremendous things at Mounts. So I think that all of us in this community are going to have fun watching all of the developments and expansions going on there.
It is so beautiful, and the things they do, it's just absolutely this little gem, this little diamond in the middle,
right
by the airport.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So what else do we need to know before we wrap it up? We thank you so much for all of this great time, but what else do we need to know? What have I missed?
Oh, what have you missed? First of all, you're very thorough, so I'd like to thank you.
Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that.
Your research is impeccable. I think what I would say is, to your listeners, is join us. Join us in talking about addiction. Join us in saying to families, you know what? It happens to every single family, and it's okay. And if you would like to volunteer, we have a lot of special events during the year that we would love to have volunteers come.
How do they contact for that?
They can just call Hanley's main number and ask to be put in touch with our special events department.
Okay, do you know that number off the top of your head?
I'm going to just look to my assistant.
You know what? We'll come back to that. It's okay. Amanda, we also have another person in the room, Amanda, Rachel's assistant.
Yes.
We'll come back to that.
And I will tell you, Hanley Foundation just moved from what was our headquarters to our headquarters here on 45th Street, which is why I don't know that number off the top of my head.
I am remiss. If you are having a need for Hanley.
Yes.
What do you do?
If you or your family needs help, again, call our main number.
Okay.
Our main number puts people right in touch with our case management department, where we can answer questions. People many, many times call and say, let me tell you how I'm feeling. Let me tell you, and what we do is we go through a series of questions, and we ask, have you, for example, one of the questions is, have you ever missed a special event because you wanted to drink or use drugs, things like that. There is an entire criteria that, we just run people through, and then we know whether or not they need help. We have an amazing outpatient department as well as just counseling. So sometimes people maybe are in the overuse phase, but they have not reached the stage where they need residential treatment.
Okay.
We can help them with all of those things. The last thing I would say to your listeners is we are doing some amazing things as part of our capital campaign, building out programming for pregnant women, building out programming for veterans and first responders, building out long-term men's programs, high trauma, women's programs, and of course, we were the first ever to pilot an older adult program. If your listeners would like to get involved with us as a donor, we would love that as well. So let me, now that I know it, tell you what our number is. It's 561-841-1000.
Perfect. thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Wonderful podcast. Love what you're doing. She's also very beautiful. So look her up.
As are you.
You're too kind. Thank you, everyone, for being with us today, hearing all about the amazing Hanley Center. And I hope if you have a need, you will reach out, whether it is for their services or to be a donor. There's a need. So thank you, everyone, for listening in with Dr. Rachel Dosical. Please tell me I'm saying that right. I feel so...
It is Dosical, but it's just Rachel.
You're very sweet. Thank you, everyone. You know, these podcasts always rest on North Palm Beach Live, as well as 20 other platforms, including Pandora. All of them. I'm drawing a blank. They're on 20 platforms. But thank you for being here. Don't forget to look us up. Look NorthPalmBeachLife.com. Gary, G-E-R-R-Y, but it's pronounced Gary, writes for Splash Magazine Worldwide and All Things Cruise. So don't forget to look him up. My books are on Amazon. Go get them. They're great summer reads. Don't forget to let me know what you think about them. Pamela Barker, that's how you find them on Amazon. If you can't, I will help you. Don't forget to listen in to my other podcast, Travel Bistro. You do not have to be a traveler to hear what I'm saying. Just go on and listen. You may learn something. I talk about all things crazy, including weird luggage. So don't forget to check that out. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, guys, for bumping up our numbers on our YouTube channel, NorthPalmBeachLife.com. We appreciate that. So get in there and subscribe. Don't be without it. Thank you so much for being here. This is Pam Barker. Gigi and the 561, stay with me.